702 Africa Fridays. Our Africa Fridays features with Crystal Audison this morning. Crystal, good morning to you. The passing away, unfortunately, of a man whose legacy is one that will live on for possibly forever. Zambia's founding father, Kenneth Kaunda.
Yes, good morning, Arabella, and good to talk to you. I think South Africans, Zambians, the African continent today, a sad place saying goodbye to an older statesman, Arabella. And I think the significance of it is that, you know, he was a 97-year-old, and he represented the good of Africa. He was in power, he stepped aside, became an elder statesman, didn't interfere, and was just, you know, a father figure to so many. And I think for South Africa, and me and you have to thank the late Kenneth Kaunda for our freedom, Arabella, because Zambia played a pivotal role in the anti-apartheid struggle, hosting thousands of ANC cadres who left the country during apartheid. Zambia often was the first stop before they went elsewhere. And I've, over the years, Arabella, interviewed young people that were born in Zambia, in the ANC camps, and they will tell you stories of the education they received, the communal farming that happened, and that Zambia was just a home away from home for many Arabella.
You know, I don't think anybody actually realizes, well, not anybody, but I don't think there's a wide enough realization, perhaps, of the significance he held in the relation to South Africa, and how the tied legacy we feel perhaps to somebody like a Nelson Mandela is similar for Zambians. This is the founding father of that nation from that independence in 1964, if I'm not mistaken, right through to around 1991 odd. He exemplified the leadership that country needed.
Absolutely, Arabella. And I think, firstly, his ethos was that of peacefulness, and there was no violence in how we, for instance, engaged with the former colonial power. He then became a beacon of hope for liberation movements, not only of the ANC, but also in Zimbabwe and in SWAPO in Namibia. And so what he had done was open a space for liberation movements to fight for their freedom, but also more so, Arabella, Zambia and Zambians paid the price. So, for instance, Zambia is a landlocked country. So now, can you imagine Kenneth Kaunda, a post-colonial leader, taking on the might of the apartheid state, also taking on the might of the former Rhodesian? So, for instance, Zambia was blocked off from importing the goods via the coast. So they had to make use of Tanzania's port, for instance. And so they paid that heavy price for supporting the liberation movement. So I think that we can never forget. Interestingly enough, a month after the late Tata Madiba was released from Robben Island, he went to Zambia to pay tribute and to say thank you to Zambia, to the Zambians, to Dr. Kaunda for the role they played. So I think that, for one, is significant. But then, secondly, we can look at the leadership of someone like Kaunda Arabile. Yeah. You know, we in Africa, sometimes we are looking for that older statesman. I mean, we certainly, unfortunately, didn't find it in the late Robert Mugabe. We know there's still a lot of leaders that are holding on to power, even though they're clearly not welcomed anymore. And I think it's a reminder, Arabella, of the leadership that is needed on the continent for us to move forward.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always on Africa Fridays, Crystal, we end the segment with a song. What have you chosen for us today?
Yes, I thought, you know, given that we paying homage to a great an African leader, I thought we should, listen to our very own Leta Mbuli. We know, of course, she and her husband were in exile as well. And this particular song, Not Yet Uhuru, pays homage to the continent, but also the challenges that still exist, Arabella.
This